You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A new report finds winters are getting shorter. Colorado Springs had 6 fewer winter days, but Denver had 2 additional winter days. Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse.
The group Climate Central looked at temperatures in nearly 250 cities across the country. It found that the number of winter weather days had fallen compared to historical norms in 80% of them. The climate change-driven shifts were more modest in the West, but that doesn't mean the impacts aren't serious.
It's because in the West we rely so heavily on snowpack for our water supplies throughout the year.
That's Caitlin Trudeau, a researcher with Climate Central. The report finds that lower snowpacks constrain water supplies, worsen fire seasons, and heavily impact winter recreation-dependent communities. Some fruit and nut crops also depend on low winter temps, which can also keep pests like mosquitoes in check. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado intends to join a key global group that tracks outbreaks of disease. Last month, the Trump administration pulled out from the World Health Organization. It directs and coordinates the world's response to health emergencies, like pandemics. Polis says Colorado plans to join the organization's global outbreak network. He says the move will help the state better connect to early warning systems, which help detect and control infectious disease outbreaks and public health emergencies throughout the world. Looks like snow possible almost everywhere across Colorado today. Maybe you're already seeing it. For those of us on the Front Range, it will warm up into the weekend, so whatever snow we do get will remain for but a hair's breadth. Thank you for listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's a perfect time to support your public radio station, CPR.org and KRCC.org.